Hello everybody, welcome to the Afropreneur Show. My name is Uwem Wemapan and I'm going to be your host for today. So today we are going to be discussing a question that I'm pretty sure that a lot of entrepreneurs ask themselves. But before we go into that, let me introduce my co-host here, Listener Ben.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Afropreneur Show. Tell them the topic we're going to be discussing now. You're already saying it. Just it.
So, should the entrepreneur be product-centric or consumer-centric or customer-centric?
In their product development phase and their marketing phase. So, what's product-centric and what's customer-centric?
Being product-centric is basically building your product and expecting that the product already solves the market need. Oh, so let me just give you a quick example. Oh, we need to make people have the need for communication. So you say, I'm going to build a cell phone. And you build a cell phone. That's it. You've gotten a product. And you're going to sell it because the basic needs of people is to make phone calls or communicate. And that device just does that.
Then consumer-centric?
Is you survey the market. You look at what people want to do. And okay, people want to make phone calls. But they also want to listen to music on their phone. So you quickly, you design a product that not just makes phone calls, but can store music. And
so you keep doing the A and B testing until it is the right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
so
person.
Basically, you are taking the customer's needs and you're solving it for them.
But what if the customers don't know that they have that need?
Well,
how do I even start asking them, how would you want this to be?
Well, that's where being a visionary comes
because
in.
I'm very sure when people were in the olden days, when you were walking, you would just be tired and be like, I wish my legs could walk faster, or I wish there was a medicine that could make me walk faster, or maybe there were horses that could help me. Nobody thought car. So how would that first person that was creating the car, because I'm thinking of businesses that have been innovative, as in disruptive innovation. So I'm thinking of those kind of people. Where do you start being consumer-centric? Because you're building something nobody has ever experienced. Nobody has ever known, nobody has ever thought of. I know it may be concentrated on a person's problem, but as at the time when somebody would come and tell me that I want a car, I'm building a car. If I was born in that medieval time, I'll be thinking, okay, what's this car? He's only to be telling me that he wants to give me fruits that will quicken my energy so I can walk faster. He wants to give me a car. What's this car? Gents, that's what I'm thinking.
So the thing is, we are not going to be focused so much on disruptive innovation, because disruptive innovation is basically, you know, turning the wheels of time
dynamics,
and saying, yeah, the dynamics and saying, okay, people walk, tomorrow I want people to start flying, and then you focus on that. But we're going to focus on the everyday business or the everyday.
But there are entrepreneurs that are disruptive too. So we
of
have
course
to be able to tell them that you can be consumer-centric even if you're being disruptive.
Okay, in my reply to that, exactly, you have to be consumer-centric even if you're going to be
disruptive.
So let's say, for example, you find you create jetpacks. I don't know if you know what jetpacks are. Okay, I can strap something on my back and it makes me fly.
Okay.
But if it's not safe, if you're not thinking of the consumer safety in question, let's say those jetpacks, because they are filled with rocket fuel, when you rise to a certain degree high, it explodes. You've missed the market already, because nobody's going to buy that product.
But that's
nobody
different.
Will use it.
That's different.
I know that's
that
extreme, but
that's
so nerdy.
I mean, how did we get there? Okay, I came across something that was made by a Japanese person, a cuddle bed. There are people that need to cuddle, and then a cuddle bed was made, but they are not selling.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it that they were not being consumer-centric? Or what happened? What went wrong?
So, as business people, What's the first thing we always advise business people? Determine your target market. Know your niche. Who are you producing these goods or services for? If you don't know that, the odds that you are going to produce the product that people will not need.
Which is why I often say we shouldn't make it look like everybody has to be consumer centric. I think you just need to have a right balance of both. So you need to know when your consumers don't know it.
Exactly.
You understand? So yes, emotionally, you need to be, which is where marketing comes in. You need to know how to relate to this customer. What emotion are you going to be selling to this customer when you're telling them about so and so? But at that point when you're developing your product, you also need to know, what does my consumer need? Even if they don't know, based on the problems I'm facing, do research, ask questions, then tailor your products. Definitely, you already have an idea for your product, but you can make slight adjustments to fit the daily lifestyle of your consumer. And then you have to meet them at the point of their need, to meet them where they are.
I think one of the problems that successful businesses fail is that they become very product-centric. So because their products are already selling in huge volumes in the market, they forget that the taste of consumers evolve over time, and so they keep on selling the same product. I'll give an example, the BlackBerry. The BlackBerry selling point was communication, email, and then the BBM, secure chat channel, and they stuck with that throughout. But the thing is, email evolved. Google got better with their email application. Microsoft got better with their Outlook application. The mail application on the BlackBerry still remained the same. BBM remained the same. Guess what? WhatsApp came up. WhatsApp introduced WhatsApp call. WhatsApp got, you know, the change dynamics. The emojis were different. You could use it with your phone number.
Well, BlackBerry was still stuck on their ways.
And, you know, BlackBerry still had bad hardware. The iPhone came up very good hardware.
You sound
had
their very iMessage. Angry about
no, I'm sorry. Angry because BlackBerry did not innovate.
We're very sorry on behalf of BlackBerry.
They did not innovate. And it's painful because they were actually a good brand at some point. Every but top business person.
Can I cut you for a minute? Yeah. What about things like Coke? Coke has not changed Coke. Like, they probably have brought in Lime Coke, Zero Coke, Fanta, Sprite, and all of, but Coke is still the highest selling. The Coke that has black inside.
And we know why, right?
Why?
Because they sell emotion.
That's my point. Sometimes you don't need to evolve your product. You need to evolve what you're selling, evolve what you're offering.
I think so what
you don't just offer your product, you offer something extra, because at some point your product can't cut it.
And one company that's perfected that art is Apple.
No, Apple has not perfected it. Coke has perfected it.
I would
sharing
say Apple,
happiness.
Because
oh my God.
I mean, Apple sells the same device to you every year and just improve one or two features.
Coke is not improving
then,
anything. Like, that's my point.
Gone.
I'm sorry, I'm a Coke fanatic. Coke is not improving anything. Coke is not changing anything. They only did maybe a robot that time because Nigerian market, Hungry Man was always winning then. Everybody wanted to take more. But I really think Coke has perfected the act of selling the extras, giving you that extra thing you need. Like, it has stopped being about the drink that has 1 million pounds of sugar inside. It's now, when you drink Coke, you're happy. When you drink Coke, you care. When you drink Coke, you're sharing happy. Do you understand? So, I feel when you're selling your product, sell more than your product. Sell emotions. Stop telling us what your service will do. Don't tell me. I've never seen Coke come and tell me that when you drink Coke, your energy will be boosted. You will jump over. In fact, that's even still emotions. Does that tell you this black bottle contains sugar from the D to the D? Like, imagine how funny that would be.
Another very important thing is, let's not just corner or, you know, put it in a box and say being consumer-centric is just about the emotion and the product. What of customer service?
I don't think we should go there. Customer service is a very big story. Like, it's something else.
It's something dear to my heart because
I'm sorry. Let's keep this for next 2 weeks when we're going to be fighting again. Today we didn't really fight, though.
No, because we agree on everything we're saying today.
No, we don't agree on everything. I still believe that Apple has not perfected the art. Coke is this.
We'll take this discussion offline.
Okay, no problem. I don't mind. But Coke is the way. Vote for Coke. All right, but seriously though, I really think that services tend to want to tell you, this is my product, buy it. This is my service, buy it. And even telecoms go the extra mile to call you in the middle of your meal, in the middle of anything you're doing. They don't even care. But a brand that cares about me would inbound market to me, meet me at the point of my needs, tell me things that will make my life better, add value in other ways but your product. And it would drag me enough to you to see what else you offer. And I see you as a thought leader at that point because you're helping me solve my problems. Then I can go the extra mile to purchase your product.
Talking about cold calling, there's a certain telco in Nigeria that calls you at odd hours.
Can you not bring this here?
And it can be very annoying.
I'm sorry.
Because I keep on asking, what's the value add? What are you adding to me by calling at different times and telling me, so if you load 1,000 naira, we're going to give you...
I pity the people that even cold calling because they are cold. They are tired. Like, you could hear it in their voice how frustrated they are. But I still I still feel like they have to do what they have to do, because those old people think that that's the only way to make it. In summary, all we're trying to say is find a balance. While you're focusing on your product, don't lose focus on your consumers. And while you are also focusing on your consumers, don't lose focus on your product. Find that appropriate balance where you can concentrate on developing your product right and still meeting your consumers at the point of their needs, as well as selling it to them the way they want to be sold to.
Yeah, it is important that you always ask, what extra thing am I giving to my consumer? What makes me stand out? If they compare product A to product B of another entrepreneur, another company, what makes the consumer select me? Is it the way my package is done? Is it the way the customer service is
delivered? Exactly.
It's a whole round game. That's why I believe you should tailor your product around the experience you want the consumer to
feel. Which is where branding comes in.
Exactly. And branding is a topic that we're so going to discuss.
Whenever you are lost for ideas, think, if I sold pure water, how will I differ from my competitors? I mean, that's the most rampant thing that is sold. How would you make that different? Yeah.
So another important thing I want to add is, although being product-centric can be profitable for some time, companies that have focus more on products have actually died over time. I'm going to give you one example. Kodak. Kodak believed that the film people will always need the film. And guess what? Digital technology came in and pictures were digitized and we didn't need to use the film, and Kodak almost crashed. We also mentioned BlackBerry that were stuck on, we have the best instant messaging service and everybody wants their messages encrypted. But they forgot that consumer needs change over time. So it's important that you always put your customers and your consumers' needs when you're strategizing and you're preparing your products
from the scratch, not when you're done. So yeah, if you have contributions, which you would definitely have, please drop your comments below. And if you have questions, send us questions. Send those questions to questions@afropreneur.net. Of which, if you have anything you would like us to talk about or argue about or fight about,
whatever is burning your soul
or whatever is disturbing you because you want to grow your business, doesn't have to be hurting you. Just talk to us, send us emails.
You can tweet at us.
You can also tweet at us, yeah.
Exactly. The Afropreneur. And also on Facebook.
The Afropreneur, yeah. And connect to us on Facebook, The Afropreneur too.
We'll see you next week. You've got to save it. You've got to save it.